periodic coefficients. And the standard method that's used is called the plane wave method, where here's a wave equation written at the top, and we're going to solve this by the plane wave method. It's got a second derivative in time, and also here's this second derivative in space, and the speed of light squared is a periodic function. And since it's a periodic function, I can describe it as a Fourier series. So now I've written these structure factors like this instead of writing the whole thing out that was on the last slide. On the last slide, there was a big expression for what this structure factor is, but it's some complex constant that can be calculated for any periodic function. And for the vector potential, what I take are plane waves and I sum over k. So what I imagine doing is taking a big box L by L by L, and there are many periods, thousands, ten thousands, millions of periods of the crystal in this box. And that means that if I look at the allowed k values, they're much more closely spaced than the reciprocal lattice vectors. Because a reciprocal lattice vector, the first one corresponds to a wavelength in a period. And for the k's, the first solution in the whole box corresponds to a wavelength in the whole box. So the k value associated with that is much smaller. K is 1 over wavelength. The k value for the k's is much smaller than the g's. So I've got two sums, and there are a lot more k's in this sum than there are over here in the g's. But if I choose a box that's L by L by L, then it's got periodic boundary conditions, and this vector potential that I'm looking for is also a periodic function, which means I can write it as a Fourier series, which is what this is. So here are these are the structure factors in this case, and these are the plane waves. And I take these two forms and I put them into the wave equation. And on the right-hand side, what happens is I have to take two derivatives of time. So there's two factors of I omega that come down when I differentiate, giving me this minus omega squared out front here. And on the left-hand side, I have to take two derivatives in space. And that gives me two factors of ik that come down. And I've got k squared. And I've written the k's with a little bit different symbol on the left and on the right. On the right is a Roman k, and on the left is more of a Greek k. But it doesn't matter that I write them a little bit differently, because the right-hand side is the sum over all k. It's a sum over all k, and after you've made the sum, it doesn't matter what you called them. And on the left-hand side, I also sum over all k. And it's convenient to use a symbol that's a little bit different, but it doesn't really matter because I'm summing over k on the left, on the left using a Greek k, and on the right using a Roman k. And I have this factor that was in front from the Fourier series of the speed of light, and this doesn't depend on k, so I push it inside the sum. And then I can combine these two exponential components. When I do that, I get something that looks like this. It's a sum over all the Greek k's and a sum over g on the left-hand side and a sum over the Roman k's on the right. And this is a sum of very many plane waves. But if you've got an equation with plane waves, only the terms which have the same wavelength can be equal to each other. So I've got over here, things with certain wavelengths and frequencies, and on the left also certain wavelengths and frequencies, but only the terms where the wavelength is the same could be equal to each other. So I choose a value of k on the right-hand side, and I look to see which terms on the left-hand side have the same wavelength. And that will be when g plus the Greek k equals a Roman k. Because here I've got a Roman k, and in that same place I've got g plus the Greek k. So if I substitute for the Greek k, the Roman k minus g, then those will be the terms that that survive. So now, for every k, and there are very many of them, I get a set of equations like this. So first I choose a k out of the very many k's, and that gives me an equation that still has a sum over the reciprocal lattice vectors in it. And I look at this equation, I know what k I chose, I know the reciprocal lattice vectors of the periodic function of the speed of light. This is a coefficient I don't know yet. And omega is also I've chosen the omega. So what I have, no, I haven't. I don't know omega yet. What I have is what looks like a matrix equation. This is a matrix with the different g values in it. K remains fixed, but it's got different g values in it. And I want to find this set of coefficients. So I can take these last equations, which are called the central